All right. 22 minutes past 10 o'clock. And coming up on the 15th day of this coming September will be the Athens Animation Festival. And my next guest is involved because she's one of the organizers of the Animation Festival. And she's going to talk to us. So without further ado, Margot Pelletier. And she, you might also recognize her from her show with WGXE, The Score. Tell us about the Athens Animation Festival.
Okay. First, thanks so much, Philip, for having me on this morning. Yeah, we're having a first-year Athens Animation Festival. Athens is that quaint river town right along the Hudson River. It's only about 10 minutes from here. And the Athens Animation Festival was actually the brainstorm of my partner, Lisa Thomas, who works in an animation studio in Dumbo in Brooklyn. And she has been getting animations go across her desk for years and noticed that so many of them are catering to, to entertainment in general, but also very kind of shock value. Sometimes they're overly violent, overly sexist, overly racist. And, you know, sometimes I'm sure it's done in the spirit of fun, but it can be very dangerous. Now, animation right now is at a heyday. It's very popular. So the idea was to begin to solicit animations with a strong, positive political or social message and let them have access to the public to kind of balance this out a little bit. And she began to see some of those and realized there was really no place for them to be played, to be screened, because television is more interested right now in the other kind of animation.
Yes, yes. I noticed with my grandchildren over for the last month that they're home now, but I noticed that the cartoons, except for a very few, the animations, they still have that streak of violence theme in them.
Yeah. They're very beautiful. I mean, the drawing, the saturation of color is become incredibly beautiful. And in fact, the studio she works out of, Augenblick, is exceptional in that vein. But I think because animation can get away with anything, sometimes it goes over the top. And I don't think people realize that this is having a big influence, especially on younger people. So the idea was just to let's try to have another kind of influence on the younger generations.
So at this festival, then you will be displaying the animation work by various artists, then?
Exactly, yeah. In fact, some from all over the world.
Oh, wow. And how about locally?
And we have a few local animators also. I have a feeling as the years go by, we'll be getting more local people. But in the first year of a festival, you know, you're just starting to get the word out. And unfortunately, after the deadline passed for submissions, we started to find out that, you know, meet other animators in the area. But this year we are very fortunate to have several local people, yeah.
Now, did you tell me already how many would be there?
There's approximately 30 animations playing.
Oh, wow.
They tend to be on the shorter side.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking like between like 2 and 6 minutes, and then we're ending with a more lengthy one, which is a 30-minute piece.
And this will be throughout the day?
It's actually, again, because it's a first-year festival, it's we're trying this out. It's starting at 5, and it will be going till 8:30. And it's happening in Crossroads Brewery, which is a fairly new brewery that's also located in Athens in what used to be the Opera House. It's a very handsome building. And they are hoping to have more cultural events. So this is kind of, kick-starting that off for them. And the beer is unbelievable. They now have an open kitchen, which has very good food. So that's wonderful, too. So what we're going to do is we'll have an hour and a half in the first part of the festival called Animation for the Masses. And that will be a little more geared to a general public that is not as heavily political or social.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we'll have a break where you can meet some of the animators. They're coming, fortunately, and also there'll be some graphic people there with zines and things like that, so you can visit those tables. And then we'll resume and have another hour and a half of animations, and that section is called Animation Matters, where it will be slightly more political and social themed, and also animations that speak to the human condition.
All right, you took my next question right out of my mouth, because I know the audience would be interested in knowing whether or not they would be able to meet and talk to the artists, so they will be able to do that.
Yeah, some of them fortunately were able to attend, so they're coming in from places like us. One's coming from Canada, several are coming from New York City, you know, from different areas. They will be coming in, which is really nice, and we'll be having short Q&As immediately after their pieces, and then hope that people stick around if they have other questions so they can talk with them, you know, during the after party, which will be held downstairs in the brewery.
That really sounds like a fun time. I may find my way to Athens. now, I see you have a very colorful brochure. Is there a way that the is there a website that the people can go to?
Yes,
to find out information?
Yes, and this I'm looking at, this colorful brochure, is actually the program.
Okay.
We'll be handing it out, but you can certainly see it ahead of time if you go to www.athensanimationfest.com. So Athens
So that's where they'll be able to find out the schedule and the artist and
yes, exactly.
Okay. And is there any phone number associated with that? Some people like to call, but if there isn't,
that's okay. Well, you can always call us, and let me give you that number. The local number is 518-943-4871. I could give you Lisa's cell, but she'd probably kill me.
No, yeah.
She's actually at work today in Brooklyn. And I wish I had for you the phone number for the brewery, but I don't. But can I give the address, please?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so the brewery in Hudson, where this Athens Animation Festival is going to be held, is at 21 2nd Street in Athens, New York. And the zip is 12015. So again, it's from 5 p.m. to 8:30. It's this Saturday. That's the 15th. And I really hope to see you all there.
It sounds really exciting. And as I was saying, Margot also has a show here on WGXE. She's one of our programmers, and she is available. You can always call her up right now. I'll give you a number where you can reach her. That's 518-828-0290, because Margot's answering the phones and taking pledges for donations to WGXE. So I certainly would like to hear, if you want to talk to Margot, you can call up right now. A special thanks going out to K.O. Campbell of New York for your generous donation, and Manuel Quintana of Catskill for his generous donation. So the donations are coming in, and if you want to chat with Margot, and before that, earlier I had on Lynn. They're out there. These are two very talented people. So you can get in a couple of questions while you're making your donation, and don't forget the Athens Animation Festival. That's going to be taking place on this Saturday, the 15th, at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 8:30, at the Crossroads Brewery, 21 2nd Street in Athens. Now, if you want to find out more information, you can go to their website, athensanimation.fest. athensanimation.fest.
Athens Animation Fest.
Yeah.
AthensAnimationFest.com.
Okay. AthensAnimationFest.com, and or you can give them a call at 518-943-4871. 4871. And since that's coming up this Saturday and today's only Tuesday, you know that I will be talking about it again during the week, especially when I...
One more thing.
Sure.
That's sort of an incentive to call in today and give a donation to WGXE. The Athens Animation Festival is absolutely free to the public.
There you go.
So you're not spending any money there unless you're having a great beer. So you have a little extra to give to us so we can stay on air.
It sounds very interesting, and I hope a lot of you will take the time out to attend. As you know, I'm a big pusher of people in Columbia County crossing over that bridge and seeing what's going on in Greene County and likewise. So this is a good time. And Athens is a beautiful town. It's a beautiful town. I took my grandsons there for your street festival while they were here, and they enjoyed themselves. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. The Athens Animation Festival coming up on the 15th at 21 2nd Street at